In my 86 years, I've had a number of good things happen to me, but nothing makes me happier than what is happening today.
Lillian Lee spoke ahead of her husband Howard on Monday morning outside the Chapel Hill Transit Operations Center. She profusely thanked everyone for their kind words said in the hour before, saying she loved everyone and appreciated being recognized. Lillian and Howard, who was mayor of Chapel Hill from 1969 to 1975, have served the greater community for decades, but their names will now be enshrined on the Chapel Hill Transit headquarters because of their efforts to start the local transit system in the early 1970s. Speaking in front of more than 100 community leaders in attendance, Howard shared stories of making promises on the mayoral campaign trail about starting mass transit. Promises he says he wasn't sure he could initially keep. In 1974, though, he and the town purchased 5 buses from Atlanta, Georgia, and Lee helped drive them up to Chapel Hill to start the new bus fleet. Since then, the system has blossomed to have the second most transit ridership in North Carolina. Lee said he believes the system's growth to be a remarkable feat in the decades since he was mayor, citing poet Langston Hughes's piece Montage of a Dream Deferred as an example of the pitfalls Chapel Hill Transit faced over the years.
This dream didn't disappear. It didn't dry up like a race in the sun. Because of the strong leadership and the commitment, and because of the strong mayors and drivers who stuck with the system, it finally has bloomed and become a great reality.
Among the many speakers at Monday's dedication was Chris Carlson, one of the original bus drivers in 1974. She described those early years as an adventure for all 40 drivers, the mechanics, and even the riders.
For example, some buses were not able to make the steep hills. And then one other time, we had to use a mail truck in order to move passengers because all the buses were broken down. So I got the privilege of driving the mail truck.
As the years continued, though, the transit system found its footing. As a partnership between the town governments of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and UNC, Lee helped keep the stakeholders committed to make the bus system successful. UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz described them as incredible partners to UNC, with the friendship between Mayor Lee and former Chancellor Nelson Farabee Taylor in the 1970s as critical for Chapel Hill Transit's vitality.
Their relationship and the trust that they built for our town has made the growth of our university and our region possible and has served as a model for all of us as we think about how to do it right with respect to town-gown relationships. As a Chapel Hill resident for 27 years, I'm indebted to the Lees for making our town what it is today.
Part of the current excitement for the town is that Chapel Hill Transit is continuing to expand. Not only did the system launch reconfigured routes in 2020, but there are 3 new all-electric buses in its fleet, and even more are on the way. Chapel Hill Transit is the first system in the state to introduce hybrid buses, and one of the vehicles served as the backdrop for Monday's ceremony. Director Brian Litchfield also pointed to several other projects the transit system is using to innovate and further help the community.
New Sunday service and the North-South Bus Rapid Transit Project are 2 ways that we are currently doing this. However, we must continue to build on this vision by continuing to invest in our short-range transit plan and establishing critical regional connections that are important not only today, but also for the future.
Howard Lee closed the ceremony by sharing words of encouragement regarding Chapel Hill Transit's future, while also crediting Litchfield for leading the latest chapter in a journey Lee helped begin.
And now we have a strong stepping stone that gives freedom to people to move throughout this community. Thank you for recognizing Lillian and me. We accept it not for ourselves, but for all of those who have contributed to make this day possible. Keep the wheels rolling on the buses.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.